Shalom Chevra, continuing in the discussion of Orchus Chaim Laharash, Osiyot Zayin. Osiyot Zayin is Shalo Yisod B'Seudas HaRishus. Says the Rosh, and we should try not to partake of a Seudas HaRishus, of some sort of feast that is unnecessary halachically speaking, that there's no halachic obligation to have this feast, and just having it for the sake of eating. Now one can only imagine what type of su'udah the Rosh had in mind that we should not partake of. Something tells me that he would not have been okay with us. Okay, he'd say you have to refrain from having the main course at the chasana, but you could go to the shmorah. Something tells me they wouldn't have flown with the Rosh. You could declare, what would he say about Golan? Would I have to get a shawarma pita instead of shawarma lafa? Can I go for that second piece of schnitzel on the calf? These are all good shilas. But the yisod is that we should not be sowed b'su'udas harashus. What does that mean? What does that mean and how does it relate to us? There's actually discussion as to what the proper translation of Rishus here even means. It could be that really the Rush means to say Rashus. Rashus meaning government. That you should not partake of a su'uda of governors or politicians. So how does that relate? Is that a completely different shot? Is the Havana of that completely different, distinct from that of not partaking of a Seudas HaRishus, of a voluntary, non-halachically obligatory Seuda? So I thought maybe they have the same underlying Yisod. In Parshas B'Shalach, we're told that B'nai Yisrael are given the gift of Man from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Man, we know, has many unique characteristics and qualities, spiritual characteristics. It certainly was not your ordinary food. The Medrash refers to man as lechem abirim, the lechem, the bread of angels. Man made no, there is no human waste product from the consumption of man. It certainly had spiritual qualities. So in light of this, it's fascinating. Man, the spiritual food, what does every seven-year-old know about man? And what excites every seven-year-old about man? It's the fact that you can make man taste like whatever you want. And if you ask me, give me a food that makes me that could taste like whatever I want it to taste. There's nothing better to get my taivas achila aroused than to give me an item which I can make taste like whatever I want. There's no more gashmiistic, materialistic food than one that I can make taste like whatever I want to indulge whatever taiva I have. So what's the pshat? How could it be that this lechem abirim, that this spiritual food, is one that has such a propensity to yield a taiva? So I heard the pshat b'shem Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal. Rav Moshe Shapiro said that food has a special ability to exert control over people. We all know you're at the Shabbos table and you're definitely full. But you're eyeing that there's a few more pieces of overnight potato kugel in that tray. And you really don't have any more room in your stomach. But it's there. And all of a sudden, you're just seized. The kugel's pulling you in. And you take it and you eat that piece, even though it's totally unnecessary. Food has the ability to exert over us this sense of control. So says the Moshe Shapiro, you know what the property of spiritual food is? The property of man, of this spiritual food, of this lechem abirim, the food doesn't control us. We control the food. We decide what that food is. We decide how it tastes. It's totally in our hands. What man represents is the fact that we are in control, not the food. We are ruling over the gashmis, not the other way around. So I thought, I'll be this. To not be nenen from a Seudas HaRishus and Seudas HaRashus of government, maybe I'll be drash. I don't know if you could darshan in the Orchus Chaim LaRosh, but if you could, maybe I'll be drash. What does it mean to not be nenen from a Seuda of Rashus? You shouldn't be nenen from a Seuda that exerts, that governs your actions, that exerts a control over you. You should be in charge. You shouldn't be in control. You should dictate how the Seuda runs. You should be in control of the food. Your tzad ruchni, the spiritual elements within you, should be mizgaber over the physical elements within you. No food should pull you in. And that's the idea of not being nene from a Seudas HaRishus as well. We are bigger than any one food. We are bigger than any one piece of pizza. We are bigger than any one donut. We are Bali Bechira, and we cannot have the Gashmi exert control over us. At our core, we are spiritual beings. We are Bali Ruchni. We are, our neshamos are meant to be mizgaber over our gufim. And there's no greater representation of that than for us to control ourselves in Inyanei Achila. Because Inyanei Achila are meant to be, they're meant to facilitate our Avodas Hashem, our service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the greatest representation of that subservience of our physical side to our spiritual side is when we control ourselves in these areas. That's the Yisod. To not be Nana from a Yisudas Rishus. A Yisudas Rishus is one which is unnecessary for me in my Avodas Hashem. It's purely to indulge my physical side. In that sense, we should not be Nana from a Yisudas Harashus. To not be Nana from a Yisudas that exerts control over us. Rather, we exert control over it. We dictate when to stop. We do not let our Taivas get the best of us. And Be'ezus Hashem, if we're misgaber in these inyanim, if we work in this area, we really can maintain our Bechira, enhance our Bechira, to become ever more spiritual, ever more ruchni. And with this, Be'ezus Hashem, be zocha to exceed v'chasim matova. Shkaya chevra.